AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction. And by propane. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially farmers. Environmentally friendly propane can fuel most anything on the farm. See how at propane.com.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. You're listening to AgriTalk, where the conversation begins. Join us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Friday morning. Yeah, I know it'd normally be a free-for-all, but we've got some really, really important things happening. That conversation with Brian Humphreys, the CEO of NPPC, regarding the Prop 12 and plans around it. Davis, one of the things that really struck me in that conversation was when Brian said the board reacted restrained to the Supreme Court decision. They thought it through. The reaction from NPPC was driven by the board members and the ability of NPPC to tap those farmers for what the reaction should be. And the first thing that the farmers came up with was, we've got 40 million people out in California that consume more pork than any other state in the nation. We need to make sure that we've got product that those California consumers can get their hands on, whether they voted for Prop 12 or not. I thought that was very interesting take on NPPC's reaction to the Supreme Court decision. Okay, we've got big news coming next week. I'm confident that it is coming next week. And here to talk about it is Kurt Kovarik. He is the VP of Federal Affairs for the Clean Fuels Alliance America. Kurt, it's good to talk with you again. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
I'm doing real fine. And good. It is a big week next week, isn't it, Kurt? And I love the fact that Clean Fuels Alliance, along with others, keeping your foot on the gas, keeping the issues in front of EPA as they get into the final decision-making process. Tell me about the letter that you helped to send EPA.
Sure. And first off, let me say I'm glad to hear your confidence that we'll see something next week. I hope you're right. EPA has a tendency to let us down on timing, but like your confidence. I'm going to stick with you.
Okay, good.
With respect to the letter, yeah, this week we sent a letter to the president reminding him, this was on behalf of about 80 different entities, a lot of state soybean associations, about 5 national trade associations representing soybean crush, renderers, home heating oil industry, as well as our members. It's kind of the last effort, as you said. Proposed rule should be made final due to a court requirement at Wednesday of next week, June 14th. We're hopeful that it's on track and will be final. But the message that we sent to the president was very simple, and that is the fuel that we produce has spurred a whole new industry in terms of renewable diesel, sustainable aviation fuel, and that's being supported by 20 or so announcements in expanded oilseed crush facilities located across 10 states at a value of about $6 billion. All of this is predicated on EPA continuing the momentum that they started in 2022 in providing higher volumes under the renewable fuel standard for biomass-based diesel. All of that is at stake. So the message to the president was, if you want to achieve your climate goals here today, now, in some of the hardest to decarbonize transportation sectors using our fuel, the volumes have to be higher. If you want energy security, promote domestic energy production through higher volumes of the RFS. Don't allow ourselves to be further susceptible to price spikes because of what happens in Russia or the Middle East or in Venezuela. Put your foot on the gas and promote domestic homegrown renewable biomass-based diesel by finalizing rules that acknowledge what's happening in the industry and continue to press forward with higher volumes.
It's that environmental argument that I hope is catching the attention not only of the staff at the White House, but Administrator Regan's staff at EPA. Everyone. I hope it's catching everyone's attention because from the very beginning, the Biden administration has made it loud and clear that at every agency, clean burning fuels, the environment, climate change, climate smart initiatives are the base of the decisions.
That's right. It feels like there is no other issue as important to this administration, kind of integrated into every policy decision, than addressing climate, right?
Yep.
So when we have railroads coming to us, or ocean-going cargo ships, or home heating industries, all begging for low-carbon liquid fuels because there is no other alternative. There is no other cost-competitive alternative on the horizon. And delivering 75% less carbon emitting fuels in the tank today should mean something to this administration. So
I
you're exactly right. You know, why this isn't a no brainer, an obvious, hey, look at what we're delivering here. Let's utilize this as much as we possibly can. Let's support the build out of soybean crush throughout the Midwest. Why not have the availability of those oils here and that soybean meal here for our livestock industry, rather than exporting that whole bean? All of the ripple effects of what's happening for the environment, for energy security, for rural economic development, it's all positive.
Yes, gotcha. You know, and there is still time to have an influence on that final decision, and for this message to work, from the time that the proposed finals on the RVOs was sent to the OMB, there were 35 meetings scheduled on this, and there are 15 remaining to take place between today and Tuesday. So there is still time for the letter to have an influence. Now, Kurt, explain why the RVO is so important. I mean, if the product is being produced and there's demand for the product, it's going to be sold. So why is recognition of the ability to produce more, why is that recognition so important in the RVO?
Well, I'll say this. Yeah, that's a great question. And I should have mentioned, when I talk about the $6 billion in soybean crush expansion, That's all been announced. Some of it's been, you know, ground has been broken, but some of it hasn't. And so the message is, we have to send the proper market signals for that to all come to fruition. I mean, we've seen a lot of renewable diesel announcements, both from my members and outside of my members. To some extent, that's a little bit aspirational. You know, that's a huge financial commitment. When a renewable diesel facility costs $1 billion, you want to make sure that you've got some certainty in policy that the rug isn't going to be pulled out from under you in 6 or 12 months when it takes a decade to get a return on these investments. The same is true for those soy crush expansions that I was mentioning. Those could easily be, there's already talk of uncertainty about some of those happening because of lack of policy certainty, particularly on the renewable volume obligations. So while rail may want the fuel, while aviation may want the fuel, while ocean going may want the fuel, they need to get it in a quantity large enough that it makes a difference, as economically competitive as possible. And sending the right market signals through the RVO is a critical piece to making sure that the investments are made in the feedstock, so that's available to our producers, so that can be producing quantities to get it to the customers that want it. It's just one component. State policies, right, Corporate policies, you know, tax policy, all of them combined make this work, and pulling out the leg on one part of that chair and the whole chair crumbles.
Yep. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about some new state policies out there. What's happening in Nebraska? They've got a new biodiesel tax credit, right? To the retailer?
Yes. That's right. Nebraska, okay. I can't speak specifically to the policy. We've got a separate state team, but I can tell you this. I'm not aware of another state that was able to first conceive and adopt such a strong, robust pro-biofuels policy all in the same calendar year. And that's a real testament to the advocates in Nebraska, the policymakers recognizing the benefit of the policy to say, you know what, this is a great idea. We want to support Nebraska-made low-carbon fuels. Let's incentivize it so we can get it to the customers and use it right here in Nebraska. Yeah. Applaud the governor, all the policymakers, and our advocates on the ground to get that done. It's a huge feat.
Governor,
it's a great accomplishment.
Out there. Governor Peelin out there is the one that signed that into law. And what it does is it provides a 14-cent per gallon credit, looking at their press release, 14-cent per gallon credit for the sale of biodiesel. Credit is applied to a Nebraska fuel retailer's income tax liability. Total funding for the program is $5 million. I mean, it's incentive to put to make that product available out there, which is the gets us back to the RFS and the mandates, the RVOs. That's all about market access.
That's right.
Gaining a level playing field with the fossil fuel based diesels, correct?
That's exactly right. Making it available to the customer. The customer knows, hey, this was produced by a farmer down the road. It's better for the environment. It's better for my automobile. It's great for the economy. Of course, I'm going to choose it.
Yep. You know, one of the reasons that I'm saying that I think it is going to come next week, number one is the court order. Okay, come on, EPA. Follow along here. There are rules that you need to follow, too. The other thing is that those meetings on the RVOs, the last one is scheduled for the 13th. So let's hope that last meeting is the final decision and it goes our way with some bigger bio-based diesel RVOs. Kurt, thanks, buddy. I appreciate you, man.
You bet. Always glad to be with you. I hope you have a great weekend.
Oh, you too. Kurt Kevorek, VP of Federal Affairs for the Clean Fuels Alliance America. Davis and I will be right back.